Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. All right, BFFs, another episode. We were originally, and Josh, I just did a pizza review with Azen yep. Ray, who, like, by the way, I'm a huge fan of, super nice. And we were originally supposed to have her on this podcast, on this episode. You were actually going to come out, right, Josh?
Yeah, I was going to fly to New York.
Yeah, so, and most people know me. If someone's like, cancel, postpone, I'll be the first if I think it's like, what the fuck, that's bullshit. I think she was in the right here. And I think it's somebody on our team who caused it, because we last episode, which had nothing to do with her, we had, I don't know if you saw the title of the episode, it was wild clickbait. It was basically...
What was it?
It was like... Bryce Hall speaks on like Addison Rae.
New relationship or something like that.
It was Bryce Hall on Addison Rae's new relationship. Which,
yeah. Oh, so it was like good clickbait, though.
Perfect clickbait.
But it
wrong time.
Right. She's basically like, I'm coming on next week. It's right next to it. Like, I don't, like, I'm just trying to move on. I don't want to necessarily be like always correlated. So I'll come on later, which I thought was fair. And she's always super nice. She's already in New York, so I did the pizza review. Still super nice. But I got it.
I was about to put her on the shit list, man.
Yeah, it wasn't. Honestly, when I heard the postponement, I texted her. She got right back. She's like, I get it. It's just like, and it really, that episode had nothing to do with
I think
that.
We talked
it was like
about
one
her for like
second.
Two
it wasn't
minutes.
Bryce's yeah, fault. It wasn't hers. It was Kareem trying to get clickbait, and the timing sucked. But she's like, I'll definitely do it again. I believe her. She did the pizza. She always responds. So I got it. I wasn't like, right. It's like, yep, I get it. So
at a certain point, though, is it the optics of having her ex on anyway versus like just the clickbait title?
I think it was bad timing. I think
it was bad timing.
Yeah.
If that was like 3 months ago.
To clarify, she wasn't saying anything bad about. She's just like, I just want it. Like,
no. It's just the correlate. It's just like everything has to be.
She doesn't
want to
be tied to
it. Back to that. She's like, yo, I'm trying to move on.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you list it then on all our pages, it's going to be like one after another. It's like you're just connected. We connected it without meaning to connect it. So I get it. So she's running around. We did the pizza review. She's super nice. She's actually, I would say, for as big as she is, like one of the friendlier people I've run into. She's still super down to earth.
She did punch me because Dave.
Well, I said you were the
one. Yeah, Kareem said he's never going to wash his arm
again. We'll get her on at a later date. I'm looking at things. I don't know. BFF sellout again. Okay, we sold out the BFF hoodies.
That's obvious, though. I don't even know how that's news.
Yeah, and I don't know why it's on the headline. Sway has a video game, so I guess we go back and forth. Is Sway alive? Is Sway dead? Is Sway alive? Is Sway dead? Is Sway alive? Is Sway dead? They got a video game.
We want to know if Josh knows what this is, because this is absurd. People were DMing it to us.
Bro, this looks lit. Bro, that's exactly how I dance too. They got that shit down to
who's that supposed to be? Just a hot emoji girl?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think she's like random girls.
Whoever designed the girl.
Oh, her name's Ray.
Fire.
Okay. Yo, why is that girl Ray? Good looking,
bro? Well,
that's
a little bit like.
I know.
Ray, that's a little coinky dink.
Do you know about that, or are they just completely ripping off the Sway Boys?
No. We know about that. Okay. I was just kind of playing. I was just joking. No. That was like I think we started that. Like, here's the thing. So many of these different, like, Sway things that have come out started, like, 8 months to a year ago. So then it's, like, now, because they're releasing, and, like, all of the Sway stuff's gone on, people are like, is Sway alive, Sway dead? Then we come out with the Sway, like, this game, or we come out with a gym thing. It's like, holy fuck, what's going on in that Sway universe? But it's really just that we're coming out with the product. It's like, yeah, it's weird.
Got it. Gruen, hand surgery, broke his hand bad. Sadly, it's a very bad break. I'll be MIA for a bit. I hope everybody keeps trolling what happened to him.
He actually punched a wall.
Oh. What was he upset about?
Why?
He was just upset, you know, down.
Did that you see him punch the wall?
Did I punch the wall?
No, did you see it? Were you like...
I saw it. I was kind of like, oh.
Did he immediately, like, scream and cry?
Well, it was more like a grab the wrist kind of after, and you realize,
Yeah, I can't hear him either.
Yeah,
I can't hear him.
You guys can't hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Yeah, you, it's the...
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah.
All right. No, yeah, I was saying, I mean, it was one of those ones, like, he punches a wall and you find out you don't really beat a wall.
No. I'm dying to know, obviously, it's something, like, sensitive, but, like, what happened to get Gruen so fired up to punch a wall? I could never punch a wall. No matter how mad, I could punch a pillow, not a wall.
You're not a fighter.
I used to, like, when I was younger, I used to get mad and I'd punch a wall in my room. But after I was, like, 17, I feel like that was kind of over.
Did he know he broke the hand instantly?
It was pretty quick. It was pretty much like, yeah, I think my hand's broken. And then it was like swollen. We were like, yeah, you got to go to the ER.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like how understanding was his level of anger? Were you like, yeah, you have every reason to be pissed? Or was it like, dude, chill out. It's not that big a deal.
I would say it was pretty – I understood it for sure. I definitely understood his anger.
I want to know.
Like, we're so in the dark on so much stuff out here.
I mean, this is like so not relevant to social media at all. I feel like it's just like, okay. It's more like very fair. Personal thing. Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
Roman, most guys have tried different ways to last longer in bed. Everybody cares about that. You got to stay hard, stay long. That's the goal. But thinking about baseball, it doesn't always work. Folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer lasting sex. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance to your head counting backwards from 10 doesn't work. Roman Swipes, clinically proven to last longer, effective, easy to use, fast acting, don't require prescription. Romans can ship swipes to in discreet, unmarked packaging. Each swipes pack is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. Super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/BFF. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/BFF. The next one, which we already discussed, the pizza review that went well. And then big.
Was there like a mob of fans just around while you guys were doing that?
No, not really. It was kind of on like a side street. Not many people. Okay. She came in. She came out. And this is, I will say, I've talked to her enough. Her people, like, she has 7 minutes. She has to be here or there. She was cool. She's like, take as much time as you want. Like, I want to do it. But no, we were kind of in a secluded little area.
Was it like she got dropped off at the pizza stop? Yes. By like six limos? They no. All leave.
The security's behind. One SUV, she popped out, got the pizza, ate it, took off. It was fast. Jeez. I mean, it was probably like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
But in terms of crowds, we were secluded. So, no. I asked her that. I'm like, do you get mobbed everywhere you go? And I asked her kind of similar questions of you. Like, when I started, we were talking while we were waiting for the pizza. I didn't know who she was when we started BFF. Like, I'd never heard the name. Her rise has been like
monstrous.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
She would be probably my number one TikTok person.
Especially after the movie.
Oh, thanks. Fuck you.
Well, in terms of fame, no.
No, I'm kidding, yeah.
Like, is that your one, though, too, Josh?
I would say Addison's bigger than everyone in that world now. Like, yeah, I think just because, like, the D'Amelio sisters are known as, like, the TikTok sisters a little bit, and then Addison's been able to step out of it.
Yeah. Speaking of good transition, D'Amelio's, their shows launched on
a transition
Hulu.
God.
Yeah, that was fire. I watched, I think, 3 episodes of it, and it was interesting. And Josh, you probably have maybe the best insight, but it was talking about basically a lot of it on how they're dealing with the fame, the haters, social anxiety. I thought it was seemed very real and very legit. I thought it was pretty interesting.
I did too. I think it was really real. And the whole thing really was about mental health. I think that was the whole point of the show, to show it.
Yeah, I actually didn't know it dropped yet. So I'd seen a bunch of commercials. I didn't know the drop date happened.
I will say one thing, and I think Erica, our CEO, knows the parents. The one thing that was, it's like, man, if they were my kids, I don't have kids, so it's impossible to say. While they clearly want to be out there, it appears to be taking a pretty grand toll on them too.
It's like, when's it too much?
Well,
I wonder
if that's why they don't want to step out of like the social media world, because they don't want more than they already got. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're just like, they're not trying to be Addison.
Maybe. A very funny side note story. So Silvana is in New York. She's staying with me, and we watched Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin. Then we watched the Mellows, and Dixie's trying to sing, right? And she looks at me. She's like, yeah, I mean, she's not as good as Aretha. And I'm like, Well, if we're comparing
no fucking shit.
Dixie DeMello to Aretha Franklin, she's got issues. Aretha Franklin's arguably probably the best singer who ever lived. I actually went on, I Googled best singers of all time, Rolling Stone. One is Aretha Franklin. She's like the queen of soul. It was just very funny that the first person Dixie got compared to was fucking Aretha Franklin.
That's fucking awesome.
Tough
comparison.
That is
so funny.
Yeah.
Influencers for Scientology. Frankie Jonas, the Jonas Brothers, little brother, got a slew of influencers to pose with his Scientology chain and had to quickly delete it. Frankie Jonas, the Jonas Brothers, little brother.
He's like the forgotten Jonas everyone always jokes about.
We talked about him once, right?
I think we had a video. He was like blowing up on TikTok for a little bit, and now he's hanging out with all of them. And this video is kind of insane. Like, a lot of people were freaking out about it.
Are all of the Jonas's Scientology people?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that... Frankie definitely is, though. He wears his chain.
Okay. I would never know that's a chain.
Yeah, you could have given that to me and completely tricked me.
I would easily put that on.
I also recognize...
Oh, they definitely did trick people.
Yeah.
That's Noah Beck. That's so funny,
bro. And Dixie and Charlie.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Little Huddy was in there, right?
Yeah. And Riley.
Yeah.
There's a lot of famous people in this. Ivani.
Yeah. Holy shit, that's funny. No. I wonder if they knew what it even was.
But people are only freaking out about Charlie wearing it when all of these people are in it. Which isn't fair. No way she knew what it was.
What?
No.
Would you, like Josh, if somebody's like, hey, pose with this chain, would you?
I'd probably be like, fuck you.
I don't know if I'd be fucking.
Maybe
that's
if it
weird.
Was Frankie Jonas, though. They're it's Frankie
depends
Jonas.
On the, it would depend on the vibe, you know?
I guess.
If they're coming
yeah.
up and it's like, just seems like a chill thing, or like they're with people I know, I'd probably be like, yeah, sure. I'll just put it on and do it and like not even think about it.
I know when people, it's not a chain, but if people are like, hey, put this hat or this shirt and let me take a picture.
The glasses.
No. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't know like what this is. Like, no fucking way. So Dixie's the one getting all the heat?
No, Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize that was Charlie.
I know. She was the last one in it. She looks a lot older.
She looks
totally
different.
I actually
thought
she was holding a joint up. That's what I thought that picture was when I first looked at it.
That would have been,
like,
been cooler.
You see what I mean? Like the little like, yeah. I don't know, coming out there? Yeah, I was kind of like, ah, this is some news.
That would
have
been
huge. We're really talking about some shit now.
Weird.
But he deleted it.
He did?
Yeah, but obviously everyone has
it. Everyone probably fucking hates his ass who like got tricked into it.
I know. Has to. Kind of an asshole for that.
Yeah.
I didn't. Are the rest? I'm curious.
I don't think they are. I think it's just him.
But is it like is he actually into it, or does he just have a necklace?
That makes
like
sense.
Some people have like a cross necklace, but they don't believe in Jesus, like Kodak said.
Oh,
like,
he's a little.
You got a Jesus.
He's a little different.
Jesus.
Frankly.
Yeah, in Scientology, a little different. But I will say it makes sense. I'm not saying the rest of the Jonas aren't, but if you have three brothers who are all like famous in the band and you're just like the fourth, you got to find your bag. And
yeah,
your
that's
bag
what I'm saying.
Be,
he's
like,
a little.
Weird.
He's a little weird.
Yeah, you're probably
yeah.
like a crystal guy. Like,
something.
You probably fuck with. Stars or
because
whatever.
How
Gemini
else do you not
stuff?
Go to bed being like, this is so fucked.
I just got fucked out yeah. of being famous.
I got the worst like pick. I had a 75% chance.
The forgotten
Jonas
Bro.
3 out of 4 chance of being in the band. And
there's,
I didn't.
There's a Manning brother that's like that as well. Who's like, all the Mannings are like NFL superstars and there's just one that's not.
That hurts.
Olivia Pontoon and her girlfriend get messy. I was reading the notes. Proud of me.
This blew my mind, actually.
I know exactly what is going on here.
This is like crazy for you. You wouldn't know these names like 3 months ago.
No idea. So these two, do you know these people, Josh?
Yeah, I know who they are.
I had no idea. Silvana is heavily invested in this relationship and has been going like FBI mode to figure out, because if I'm understanding, I don't have to look at the notes. They were very lovey-dovey, right, mm-hmm. for a long time, and then suddenly it stopped. Delete each other, unfriend each other, and nobody knows why, or do we know why?
There was a girl who posted a TikTok saying that Olivia had offered to fly that girl's boyfriend out to come visit her, but Olivia was still dating Kai secretly at the time. So that came out, and
so
everyone was freaking out.
She's bi, Olivia?
Yeah, she's bi.
Is she openly bi?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the other girl, she's just gay.
So what happened? Okay. Has she addressed any of it?
So they're like fucking with each other on social media. See these like posts. So Olivia Pontoon, I don't know how to say her fucking
Pontoon?
Last name. Pontoon.
That's that song, Pontoon.
Like a pontoon boat?
Ponton?
Yeah, pontoon boat.
Yeah, but sweet. I don't think it is. But she posted, you give me a headache. And then Kai posted on her story, Advil with kissy faces. And they're like going back and forth on TikTok, like subtweeting, basically.
That, so it's to like, me, is kind of like flirting. You give me a headache with the kissy face with Advil?
Yeah, but I think they like actually hate each other now. Because in the comments, they're being a little feisty. Like Kai posted this TikTok right here, and she's hanging out with a new girl as well.
And the new girl's this Sienna? When you don't fit any of the criteria for their type, but here they are paying for your meal?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's the new girl or that's the same? That's Olivia's ex.
That is Kai's new girl that she's hanging out with.
How she says she doesn't fit the type. It's like a replica of the original.
Yeah, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah, but I think she's more like masculine than Olivia is.
And then Okaihi? Who's Okaihi?
That's Kai.
Okay, you think you're slick or are you saying that you're welcome? Who's she? Oh, responding to her.
Yes. So it's a lot of back and forth, but nobody really knows the real story unless Silvana is going to figure it out.
She has.
So why don't we have them on the show?
These, yeah.
We could have Olivia on.
Let's do it.
I think we've tried before and she's passed, but now would be a good
time. We could get Kai.
Nah, she's coming. She's coming.
Ask both. Let's get on this.
Yeah, we could do a little relationship mediation, a little intervention.
I think we got to start pulling a little bit of some Dr. Phil moves out here.
Like, I think so too.
Get both these people on the show. What about the boyfriend? What did he say anything?
No, the girlfriend did, but he hasn't said anything. And Olivia duetted one of his videos a while ago, like calling him hot. And then when they were breaking up.
There's a guy in this shit now?
Yeah. Because this is how it went down. I know this. Olivia Pontoon tried to fly a guy to come visit her, and the guy had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend basically exposed
it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's where it all went south. And I think Kai figured out, and she was like, fuck this, and now they're going back and forth on Instagram.
Well, I gotta be honest. I don't know anything about what I'm about to say, so
yeah,
I want that. Like, on the record, that I can't be taken seriously, and I don't know.
Okay. Just a thought.
Yeah. But Kai is straight lesbian.
I think so.
It's tough to be dating bi because then you got to compete with everybody.
Yeah, that would be really stressful, especially her girlfriend is, like, beautiful, and so many guys are, like, obsessed with her.
100%. Well, crazy. Olivia Pontoon is flying out guys?
I know. A little crazy. That probably sucks to get exposed. That's probably a little embarrassing.
That's kind of, like...
I don't know if it's embarrassing, but if the girl has...
She had a girlfriend at the time.
Scumbag move.
Yeah, the girlfriend part makes it a scumbag move. If she was just flying out dudes, like, if she was just, like, chilling...
Oh, that's fine,
That's kind of baller. That's kind of like, yo,
she's like, I could fly you out.
Right.
Yeah, she's just like, I'll put this on my Amex. AMX, whatever the fuck it's called.
I'm going to fly out some dick. I don't hate it, but it's like it is when you got the boyfriend-girlfriend, then it's a scumbag move.
Yeah.
I'd love to get these people on the show and get
I want to see it unfold.
Both at the same time, though. We need them, like, both on, you know?
The way that they're playing on Instagram, I feel like they wouldn't be opposed to both coming on, too. Because they're kind of obviously going back
Olivia
and forth.
Olivia Pontoon passed?
A long time ago.
But who asked? I never know who asked. Is it, like, our PR or is it, like, Josh or one of our...
I think it might have been our PR.
We got to ask, like, personally. That's how you get
people.
The way
to get through, like...
100%. Okay, so we'll put a pin in that, try to get more answers. When did this couple, like, why are they so huge?
I think it was really because she came out as bi. And then everyone was kind of obsessed with them because they were super public and, like, lovey-dovey. And they were, like, making out in the streets of New York in the rain and shit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Well, at the start, they were kind of getting, like, memed. Like, everyone was, like...
People thought they were faking it, too.
Yeah. And Olivia was, like, people would comment and they'd, like, put, like, quotation marks and they'd be, like... Do you guys know I'm lesbian? And they would, like, comment it on her shit, just saying, like, she's trying too hard.
Yeah, they were getting trolled a little bit.
Yeah. They started to get trolled, and then it turned into love, and then they, like, blew up. Like, that's kind of how I think it started.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, hopefully we get more clarity on this whole situation. Very important. guy pitches Logan Paul. This is a video.
This is brutal.
Is it?
Yeah, I think I saw this.
I quit my job. No, wait, it's a story. It's a story.
Secondhand embarrassment.
I just talked to Logan Paul. I mean, like, he was just being nice, and I get it. Media, whatever, he has to be nice. Before I approached him, he was bragging about making $3 million. I make $100,000 a year. I'm 22, I do make $100,000, that's cool. And I want to act. I want to I want to do these things. I'm having a breakdown right now. Oh, I'm sitting in the cast. I don't even know what to do. Like, I did come up here by myself. I do have family, but we're not the closest. And I don't have really close friends. You know, there's millions of people trying to do what I'm trying to do. Just watch the clip, okay?
Did a sneaker thing?
No, I didn't. I quit my job. No.
Wait, it's a story.
I'm interested.
It's a story. I quit my job legit 2 days ago. I came up here, took a risk. I'm originally from Ohio.
Did you sneak up here?
No, I didn't sneak in here. I didn't sneak. What do you mean sneak up
like
here?
Like on stage? Or you just like...
Yes, I did.
It's one of the sneak videos.
I'm sorry. I just...
Did you print the ticket and stuff?
No, like, I just needed to talk to you. I'm trying to talk to your brother. I'm trying to talk about business, trying to get a job. I want to do media.
What are you good at?
I was having dances. I did like
What's
that.
What's your TikTok?
I did that video, you know, like going
oh,
like
you,
that.
Oh, you know. Oh, so you really got what it takes.
Yeah, I don't.
Then why would I need a mentor.
Why would I do that? I want to be like... I'm 22 years old. I'm just trying.
I bet. I can't be a mentor right now, right? In my life, I'm a fuck up myself. I need a mentor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need
connections and you need people be around you, right?
No, I didn't have connections and people around. I have Jake. That's it. Do you have a brother? Do you have people? Friends?
I don't.
Friends? You got friends. You got amigos.
I don't.
You don't have friends?
I don't. I swear to God. I'm here by myself.
Where are you from?
I'm from Norwalk,
bro,
Ohio.
You're a good looking guy, bro. You have friends, bro. You're fucking lying. You have friends. Go make content. Do stuff with your friends. I'm glad you quit your job. It takes balls to do that, bro. But like now you gotta activate.
Try to make a step.
I'm
new
not.
Media.
But I'm not the guy directly.
You're
right?
You're the guy. No, you're
bro,
the guy.
No, bro. My team is this. Relax, bro. I'm not the guy. Like you know, life isn't about handouts. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm
you
not trying to get a handout. I'm not trying to get.
What
a
are you
handout.
Trying to do?
I'm trying to work hard for a little money. No money. I don't know. I can get a job somewhere else. All I want to move to LA. And I want to be able to be part of that.
Look, I have to go. If you really are serious about it, bro, you should move to LA. And just like you approached me, start making connections with every single person in LA. I'm serious. That's it. I've always said this. If you're charismatic and you can talk to someone, you can make it in LA.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my advice.
All right. Yeah. I mean, Josh, you make it this. I get all the time people saying they want to work here. And it is kind of like a catch-22 because you have to do something to get noticed, so I'll never begrudge somebody trying to do it, but that guy had no plan, and you got to always put it in the other person's like spot. We hire people who get noticed. Like, I've done it a lot, but
no, of course. Yeah, I have people at the Annie meet and greet come up to me and be like, "Hey, I want to start working for you." So it's definitely one of those things where I think Logan, like, he kind of handled it well.
He did, dude.
I need a mentor myself. Like, that's respect for saying that, and he kept it pretty honest. But at the same time, the kid didn't.
He straight up said, "I don't have what it takes."
He was like, "I can't. I have no skills. I don't have what it takes." It's like, why would Logan want to hire you then?
He had no plan, no game plan.
And I've said this 1,000 times. I feel like this mic keeps falling, so I hope my sounds are all right. But it the beauty of now, like the internet, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, you can prove like what you're good at. You don't need Logan. You don't need us. You can create content and get it out there and get noticed. I mean, Bree, you're like kind of a perfect example. Mm-hmm. It's like we noticed her on TikTok doing her own thing. People who, it's crazy how many people will be like, "Oh, we want to do this, we want to do that. All right, show us what you've done, your content." They're like, "Oh, we haven't done anything." It's like, what are you even talking about?
You got to show something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll it's get like noticed. You have TikTok and all these platforms to beta test your shit on.
Totally.
Like, you can go and test out whatever you want. Keep trying different series. Like, if no one's watching your shit, no one's going to give a fuck if it's a bad video. So, like, you have that platform to start trying shit until you figure it out. And then you can go to someone like Logan or you, Dave, and Barstool or even me and be like, "Hey, I'm looking for a mentorship. I have this. I have these ideas. I want to maybe be a creative idea guy." Like, just think of something. Like, come to the table with something.
It's amazing how many people, even based on this BFFs now, like, "Give us a podcast, we kill it," and they have no podcast. They're like, want to get hired first, then have a podcast. Like, do a podcast and do it a long time without not to get money, to get the flow of it, see if you like it, and see if you're good at it. If you're good at it, you'll create a little bit of an audience, and eventually somebody will give you a look.
And honestly, building that audience naturally at the start is so, so crazy anyways, because you get such a niche like fan base. Like, I mean, Bree has that again. Like, Bree, you're kind of the perfect example. When you first started growing like It wasn't like you just got pushed into a conglomerate. Like, you first started growing, and then you really build that fan base where they're like, they're ride or die. You know 100%. What I'm saying? Like, they'll fucking do anything.
You got to get your day one fans.
That guy went up to you, Dave, in Cleveland. There's a video on his TikTok.
Same guy?
Yeah, he didn't ask you for a job. He was just like, oh, my God, Dave Porno, what's up? And then you were like, hey, that was the old TikTok.
I didn't see that.
I don't think it was worth it.
I mean, we had a guy outside of Rough and Rowdy who said he drove 10 hours. And he had some – I actually thought it was a joke. He had some product, and he just froze, like, trying to pitch to what it was.
Oh, he was nervous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That sucks.
You ever feel bad? You ever feel bad in those situations?
I did. I didn't even get out of the car. They told me after. It's like, I didn't even know. I thought he was like a wacko.
Did you know what the product was?
No. Mm. I had no idea. It was a little jarred Big Cat got pitched. Like, he caught Big Cat coming out of the hotel. I'm like, what the fuck was that? He's like, he drove 10 hours to pitch this product. He just got nervous.
Big Cat's kind of scary. I would rather pitch to you, I think.
Really? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no. No, I think I'd rather pitch to Big Cat.
Really?
Yeah, Dan's so friendly.
Little
people freeze around Dave a lot, right?
I think because people have that, like, stigma in their head, too, of Dave already, where they're
you're not actually an asshole to anyone that comes up to you ever.
No, I'm not. I mean, that situation, Logan handled as well as you can handle it.
Yeah.
Little Nas X is pregnant. He announced with People Magazine that he's pregnant with a baby, Montero. There's a marketing ploy for his new album, Montero. Little Nas X says the baby's due the same day as the album release. Okay, people are mad about this. Why are we talking about this?
It's just cool to look at. It looks extremely real. It's kind of crazy.
It's cool to look at.
I wish we had a video. It looks crazy. Like, it looks insane. He jumps up and down with it, and it just looks so real.
Real pregnancy. Kylie Jenner is pregnant. Second child. Okay, good for her, right?
Yeah, but she was trying to hide it, and the internet figured it out through her nails, actually, before it was announced. So it kind of forced her to announce her own
pregnancy. Why would he try to hide it? Oh, she's just waiting for, like,
I think she wanted it to be, like, private a little bit.
Got it.
Wait. How did they figure out from her nails?
Do we have the clip? It's kind of insane. Like, this girl went full FBI agent and figured it out. And this was, like, months ago.
Okay. Kylie Jenner bandwagon where we think she's pregnant, but she's trying to fool us, and it's the nails that's throwing her off. So yesterday she was giving us goddess vibes. Let me show you. And, like, great, she looks beautiful. Okay, she's trying to fool us with a body pic. She's skinny, we get it. But her nails are what's throwing her off. So her nails are light pink. She said she's been on a light pink type of vibe lately, and she's been posting a lot of light pink, but this was supposed to be yesterday. She took birthday pictures yesterday, right? Unless she had a nail tech on deck. Look at this pic that Kim Kardashian posted. Okay, so Kim Kardashian posted this one, I think, last night. Kylie Jenner's drink is in the corner with the purple flower. Peep the nails. Peep the fucking nails. Lime green tips. That is not light pink, baby girl. So, I'm convinced she's pregnant. Mark my words. And, like, yes, I'm, like, slightly obsessed with this situation because I'm going to hide my next pregnancy, too. I want to see who can figure it out. This is, like, low-key cool.
Fascinating. Like, I didn't understand it.
Not at all. I'm flabbergasted.
So basically, the nails, she had the same nails in all the pictures that she was posting. So she took a bunch of pictures in 1 week before she was pregnant, and she's been uploading them throughout the months. But then her stories were throwing it off where her nails weren't matching her Instagram posts, and people were like, she's pregnant.
You just because
she's posting saved photos. So the theory is she's posting banked photos because now she's got, like, a belly bump.
Yes.
And she doesn't want to prove she's pregnant. Okay. Yeah.
What is – have you ever done that type of research?
No, I haven't had to.
Like, is that like winning a game or, like, I don't
Good
know,
question.
Like nutting, like, I did it. Like, I fucking did it. Like, when you realize your theory is true, you have it.
Well, I mean,
is
that girl,
how she is? Like, fucking yes.
When that video came out of her pregnancy, that girl probably was the best. She probably went out and partied.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, like, right. She probably bought a lottery ticket after that shit.
Yeah.
All right, good for her.
She should get a job.
We have, at some point, I know in the command, Wallow and Gilly, $1 million worth of game. I don't know how much of our TikTok people know who they are, but they're two of the funniest people.
I'm excited, bro.
They're hilarious. They are two of the funniest people we have. Should we continue with the headlines and then just get them?
Yeah,
they would have been good for headlines, though.
I know, right? Like, we I was thinking we should have brought them in on headlines.
We can bring them in for the rest if you guys want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, so we should have had you guys on from the beginning when we go through these headlines. So that's Josh, as you said, where's the skinny kid?
Skinny kid, yeah.
Right here.
That's Josh.
Gilly, and I don't know how it looks on this, is to my left. Yes, yeah, that still works reverse. Yeah. Wallow to my right. $1 million worth of game. How many people, this is what I started with. On this, so this is, you know, a younger, like when I'm walking down the street and I see a 14-year-old like girl or boy be like, Dave, I know they're really saying Josh. They're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like middle school.
Correct.
We know you.
So right. How many do you think of this crowd is going to have any clue who you two are?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Whoa.
We are old, Dave. You're old.
I'm old, but
no, you motherfuckers are old. I'm not
old. Wait, how old are you guys? How old are you guys?
I'm a 42. He's 51.
No, I'm 45.
Damn.
But see,
he said, damn, you heard me say damn.
Let me tell you something, though. I'm aging in Benjamin Button years. I'm getting older while I'm getting younger. So
All right.
All right. So I don't know. Are you guys going to know any of it? We go through headlines like social media shit, and then we'll get to you guys more, you guys after. But we brought you in so you could just have it. So we're just going to continue along.
Damn, I don't know.
I know, but you like to talk, so we'll see how we're going.
Yeah,
we'll
get to
it. They'll know this stuff.
So MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox's Airbnb. They're in the news after alluding to having sex on their Airbnb table. She tweeted or Instagram, when I tell you that the table at this Airbnb saw some things, Machine Gun Kelly, I'm really glad that's not our table anymore. And she took a picture in front of the table.
What do you think she did on the table? Do you think she was like, it was got real filthy and sloppy on the table?
Yeah.
Because Machine Gun Kelly, he's crazy.
He is a crazy guy.
They're both crazy together, too.
He's got Megan Fox. She got her shit, too.
It's a big table. It's not a small table.
It's a big table. So what do you think was done?
I think it was basic. I mean, I don't.
Basic? Why would it be basic?
Is he talking about? You're already doing it on a table. Why keep it basic?
He probably ate her ass, all types of shit on the table.
Mm-hmm. Ate her ass out till she passed out.
Saliva was everywhere.
All right, I mean,
well, it had to be something crazy if they posted about it.
Well, probably, I think sex on an Airbnb table is
HBO.
Enough.
He probably gave her HBO.
Yeah,
what's HBO?
Heine blowout.
Heine blowout.
Yeah, you wet it and you blow in there. Once you lick it,
the ass whistles back at you.
Is that like something that people know?
Yes. I don't know. They might know.
Yes. Did you ever hear of the HBO Max? Josh?
The HBO Max? You never hear
that? No, that's
he's like the Max. He's an animal.
Yeah, he goes to the next level.
That's literally like just a TV station. No, I never heard that.
HBO Heine Blowout. Yeah. It's wild.
That's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah. A thing.
Josh, do you know what that was?
Come on, Dave. You're going to act like you never eat ass, Dave.
I've never said HBO.
Heine Blowout.
I'm saying
you never walked up to a girl on the dance floor?
I don't know what an HBO. If you're like, hey, did you HBO? I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So now you know. So now you're like, babe, you want HBO tonight?
Yeah, I know. How old was you the first time you gave a girl HBO?
See, here we go.
probably like 17.
Damn.
He started early. He was eating ass at 17.
He's young now. Imagine being that famous.
He's like Justin Bieber.
You know how big he is?
He's humongous. He's humongous. How do you deal with? Do he have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
They had a famous breakup.
So now you're just out here doing pornos and all types of shit.
I'm just following in Dave's footsteps, really.
Don't even get him. Oh my god!
No, Dave is a happy. He's in a good relationship. He's doing good. Dave
pulled
different.
Me aside today. He's like, "How are you doing that?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I didn't think it would last."
I did. I didn't think Dave would last this long. Like I said, damn,
because Dave's a party animal, man.
He's a PA.
Where are you getting that,
Dave?
Party animal, Dave.
Dave, you're like, on the scene with David Grumman. Like you.
That's all you say.
That's
you
all I that, need to say.
You have that on like, repeat. It's like
with that, you can bang anything in Miami
with Meek Mills.
You would do anything.
They got a good point.
Think about
it. Got a good point.
If you're in Miami with David Gutman, you could bang anything in Miami County.
Like
anything that walks.
It's safe to say any guy that puts a woman on a leash and spits in her mouth is a party animal.
That's a fucking animalistic. We do this. This is how it goes every time.
They love when you spit in their mouth and you grab them.
This is what we go.
They love it.
Every
time. They drive them crazy.
Moving along.
The 14-year-olds are horrified right now.
I mean.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Moving along in the headlines, we've done this last time. Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin split. They officially broke up last week. Disick DM'd another one of Courtney's ex, shaming Courtney for showing PDA with boyfriend Travis Barker. I've actually met these girls. She's a super fan. Amelia Hamlin is a big Barstool fan.
Okay.
Big.
She came up to you at Liv.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Came up to you.
Party
Once
animal.
Again, Dave,
party animal. Look at
Dave. Savannah was there, though. Savannah was there.
She's a fan. She's a genuine fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
was genuine fan.
But what it all comes Dave, back down to.
Miami
party
Dave.
Animal.
All comes back. Anything party with Grutman. Anything with Grutman, Miami you guys Dave. Are. By the way, speaking of Grutman, that meme, who posted that meme?
That was me, but I mean, I don't know that people would. Well, we could pull it up.
There's a meme that makes What's me look meme? Like an asshole.
Actually, you guys might have heard of it. The Jay-Z or dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000.
Yeah, we heard of it.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Well, so these guys,
what you picking?
Dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000. Give me the fucking $500,000. Yeah. I don't want to fucking talk to Jay-Z.
No, no. What about dinner with Dave or $500,000?
Well, that's so this
dinner
is,
with Dave Portnoy better.
This comes from, by the way, my handle, the Dave Portnoy Show. Well, so it looks like I'm saying it. I'll explain since most can't comprehend. Dinner with Dave Portnoy at Komodo is better option over $500K because the knowledge, expertise he has will give you a blueprint on being wealthy, successful. His knowledge will be worth more long term than $500K. So this got posted. I didn't even know what it was. I'd never heard of it. You know how I saw it? Your boy Grutman retweeted it on his social. It
he
looks
retweeted
like,
it?
He put it on his story. It looks like I fucking
it
said
looks like
that.
You think that about yourself.
Yes, I look like a fucking dickhead.
So this
then why'd you tweet it?
This is it. The original tweet was this.
You put it on Instagram.
Yes, but it was dinner with Jay-Z and then the exact words. I just changed it from dinner with Jay-Z to dinner with Dave.
But it like I had never seen it. So when I saw it on Instagram, I'm like, what is this? I never said that. And then he posted it, so everyone's running around being like, Dave Portnoy is pretty fucking full of himself.
Right. That's shocking. No one must have believed that.
I would not take
five. No one
believed
that.
Never be like, I'd be like, take five, take 100, take 10K. Dinner with – what am I going to tell somebody?
Right. You can tell them a lot.
No, but listen.
Expertise.
When they say dinner with Jay-Z or $500K, it depends on who you are and what you're doing out here. Now, if you want some next level shit, whereas though it could be some alignment with Dave Portnoy or something because of the whatever.
If you're
you
like, if you're that confident and maybe a musician or something that he has access to,
because you get way more than $500,000. You're not going to get that shot again.
Correct. I'd agree with that.
So you know, and even with you, if you somewhere doing something, podcasting or something, are you in this space? It could be digital. It could be anything. Why not take the? Because you can make more money like that. Why not take this?
Yeah, you have to be really confident that.
But
you've got to
be in that
right.
space,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
though.
Yeah.
No, you have to have some money in your pocket and be comfortable.
Yeah, that's
to
too.
Know that if I go in here and I talk to David, he talks to me about absolutely fucking nothing. I'm still comfortable when I leave out of here. I'm not taking a chance. I sit down with Jay-Z and he want to talk to me about his first fucking album. Yeah, back in 96.
No, we're not talking about that. I would take the one.
Is there anybody in the world you would make that trade with? Then you'd be like, yeah, this better a sit down?
No.
What? Who?
No.
Probably Anthony Bourdain.
Well, he's dead.
Anthony Bourdain, Bruce.
That's hard to sit with the guy and talk if he's dead. That is tough.
I'm just saying, if he
was hypothetically,
why? If he was alive.
What do you think he'd see?
Because has a boy crush on him. He wanted to come home, he wanted to be Anthony Bourdain.
No, I just love Anthony Bourdain.
So you just do it as a fanboy?
Yes. Yeah, say it again, fanboy. That's a great fucking word.
You don't have to, I know somebody you'll do that for.
You're a fanboy.
$500,000? No.
He's a fanboy.
Dave would do it for Lady Gaga.
No, I love Lady Gaga, but I would never turn. No, that's crazy. Now, you're doing that now because you're doing well now. When I first met you, you wouldn't have done that.
Fuck now, when
right,
done it.
Right, right,
fuck,
right.
You
right.
get me?
Yeah. We're fucking paying you too much if you're fucking turning down $500,000 to just go fucking
talk
suck
to somebody.
In
a dead guy.
No, he would. That would be worth $500,000 to him. I get to give him a blowjob. Oh
tell
my
me,
god!
You gonna tell me it got to be one person that ever existed on this world that you would pass it for?
I had lunch with Jimmy Buffett. He's like my number one.
That was it.
Yeah, I love him. I grew up. He invited me over.
Only because him and Tom Brady. If him and Tom Brady wasn't cool,
I would not pay $500,000 for Tom Brady. No chance. There's something too about if you're just doing it as a fanboy, it's kind of, I don't know. It's like
embarrassing a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It, you don't get to have as good of a conversation. I feel like it's not as authentic,
yeah.
right? Because they have
yeah,
their guard
like,
up.
That $500,000.
What about you, Josh? Is there anybody you would do that?
I mean, I was kind of thinking because it does kind of depend on the person, right? Like, if you go back to our first call, if someone was like, would you have rather taken $500,000 or our first call, which led to the podcast, I would have picked our call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But there was no way of knowing that. That was like so organic.
Of course not. Of course. Yeah. But I mean, I think that the value in this pod and everything that we've done is worth way more than fucking $500,000.
So yeah, but we didn't know that. Neither of us.
Yeah, but
that.
If somebody got something to bring and they're in your space, Dave, they better take that fucking.
You'd have to be so. The only thing
also depends on what you do with the $500,000.
True.
True. True.
Because if I get you give me $500,000 right now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to own about 10 houses in Philadelphia.
But no, the tax going to hit that shit too. Is this tax-free money? Because that tax going to rip it apart.
That's going too deep into it.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. We got some videos to react to. Broke Dave. I don't know what the fuck this means. Broke Dave.
It's just a video of you when you're poor.
Pizza review time. You know what it is here in downtown Riverside, California, which is known for two things, pizza and methamphetamines. Okay. They lied about one of those, and it's not pizza.
So like I said, today we got originales, very highly requested. I'm going to go ahead and open it up, see what we're working with here. Go ahead and check that out. Let's see what's under the hood.
Dude, that's candy.
Shut the hell up, okay? You think I got Lunchables type money? You think I'm Jeffrey Bezos? Look, my father didn't love me, okay? Just do your job. One bite. Everybody knows the rules.
If Dave was broke.
Good. It's got like subtle tones of, you know, rusty Legos, child support, pomegranate, and Nissan Altimas. You know, this isn't something you see every day at Domino's or Pizza Hut. Maybe Papa John's. He's a racist. Look at that cheese.
It's candy.
Again, do you want to get fucking paid or not? I'm going to go 6.9 out of 10. We'll save this one for later in case my son gets hungry tonight.
It's more colorful than a Four Loko down there.
Dude, did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah. I've done 300 reviews. I don't think that was a real pizza.
How much? $7.
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. That's how you get, I guess, somebody's attention.
He did the 6.9 rating.
Yeah, the sex one.
He's pretty big on social media.
I tell you that one bite's about to go fucking bananas.
The frozen pizza.
It's gonna go.
Yes.
It's gonna be
Yo, I saw that guy you brought in to just, like, that random guest you brought in just to
Franny Lydon, yep. That was the same guy who got arrested at the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, that should be good. I'm excited for that. I am excited for that. You know, and someone else, a big miss of mine was, you know, Nelk, Steve will do it.
Massive Barstool fan.
Yeah, Massive Barstool did a pizza review and like applied for jobs here, and I just never saw
really?
Her. Never interested. Yeah, before he blew
Fuck,
up.
Fuck, that's insane.
That's crazy.
Now again, you don't know he's the perfect fit for them, so you don't know that it will work. But yeah, way back in the day.
That's wild.
That's insane.
This is, I don't know what we look, Josh. So this is Josh's, are we keeping you awake here?
Yeah, well,
yeah, you good? You good? I mean, my man's on his phone over here. We barely keep him alive. Nessa and Jaden, are they married? Now, for you guys, Nessa is Josh's ex-boyfriend. Jaden was his best friend.
Wait.
This was the public breakup.
Wait. You just said ex-boyfriend, Dave.
Nessa was your ex-girlfriend. Jaden was his best friend. They kind of...
So his
His best friend?
His best friend took his girlfriend.
You just put together.
Yeah. His best friend took his girlfriend?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was super public.
Very public.
How did that happen?
Hey, you win some, you lose some, man.
Yeah, you know, you got to, you know, you got to.
Was there any clues that you knew something was going on?
We don't want to dig. I'm not going to dig up the history. Leave it alone.
I don't know.
But let's. We've gone through it.
Are y'all still friends?
No.
Why would they still be friends?
I mean, listen.
I will say.
Some guys take their losses better than other fucking guys. I mean, what do you want to
I will say we did unbelievable numbers during the stretch.
We broke YouTube.
We literally launched it, broke YouTube. It was like 10 million people trying to get it out one. That's how big it was. It was great for the podcast, not great for his mental health.
And we moved past it.
But what is this clip? Are they married? Is this real?
There's got to be.
People are speculating that Jaden Hassler and Nessa Bear are engaged.
Wait.
Or married.
He lost his woman to the blind kid.
So Nessa posted this.
He's like a rock star.
And then quickly deleted it.
He is a rock
guy. And here's
why. He looks like a rock star.
So the picture she reposted is the exact same except one thing. A ring on her finger. The first Instagram picture she posted, she had a diamond ring on her finger. And then she deleted the Instagram post and then reposted it with the ring edited out. And then she posted this to her Instagram story saying, I don't know why the other one got deleted, but... So what do you guys think? Do you think that they're engaged, married, or...
I think they're fucking with
That's
us.
That's a publicity stunt. Mm-hmm. Totally. I don't know why the other one got deleted. Yes, totally. You do.
Yeah, definitely, definitely a publicity
stunt. And you don't mention
it. I love this podcast, by the way. This is fun.
But let me just tell you, when you bounce back, you got to bounce back so notorious and glorious. You hear me?
Yes.
No, Josh is killing it.
Okay.
Oh, he's having fun. He's like a boy band looks.
He's super famous.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's super famous, but what I'm saying, when he bounces back with love.
He got all type of chicks.
It has to be.
I hope
supermodels, porn stars on speed dial.
That's what you said. What about you? You're always talking about everybody else.
And he's single now, D.
I just got me and my girl.
When?
Me and my fiance just broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aww. Yeah, it's okay.
Sorry, man.
But that's good now, right? That's what you would say.
Nice. When did that? Fucking animal, Dave.
We're going to Miami. Oh,
animal's back. Miami, Dave.
Come on in.
I want to meet Dave, Doug.
Red carpet. We'll do it.
He can finally get his dick off the shelf.
Yeah, let's do it. When did you break up?
About a week or two ago.
Okay, so it's very recent.
Fresh. Yeah, you know, very fresh. I'm out here. I'm living life.
He cried like a newborn baby, but he cool.
He did?
He cried like a newborn baby, but he's back.
Was it him or her?
Well, that's fiance. That's big.
Yeah.
They both cry like newborn babies.
It is what it is. I'm back. I'm with you, Dave. Miami Dave.
No, you're not with Dave.
I know.
Dave. Dave is in a fucking relationship. Oh, do not do this to Dave.
Yeah. I don't want Dave to be a PA.
He tries. He literally pulled me to the water cooler. He's like, you're still. It's like, yeah, I like her.
No, because Dave is just like, when I look, you look at Dave, he's just a like, party animal.
Right. So PA all day.
Right. You do look at the guy and you think, this guy just fucks.
I'm wearing fucking glasses. Come on.
What the fuck? That's the...
You got holes in your shirt. That's like...
People are saying...
You got skinny jeans on.
People are saying...
You got holes in your shirt like Kanye West.
Yeah.
That's the whole Kanye West, you're dressed like Yeezy right now.
What are you saying,
bro? People are saying I'm too old to be wearing the holy shirts.
You can do what the fuck you want to do,
I like them. I like the way they look.
Do what you I like the do. Shirt.
All right. Girls, fangirl over celebrity. Is this going to be over you, Josh?
It's got to be, right?
Owen rumors Bryce was seen with Ryan, Ry leaping, flirting, kissing. Jack Harlow and her and Bryce were talking to her again around the time of TikTok for his YouTuber fight. As and Bryce are done again. Morgan Cohen.
Dave Porter said my name!
Scream. Wait, what did you say?
Who is that?
That's Morgan Cohen.
That's the girl that was rumored to like be with Bryce or at one
She's fangirling over me.
Oh, yeah. It was just a headline you were reading.
You're the celebrity.
You said her name. She was like, oh my God, Dave Porter said my name.
You were just reading one of the headlines.
Got it. I didn't see that one coming. Oh. Dave lookalike. Is this kid going to be gross or good looking?
I get tagged in this 5,000 times.
Am I
going to
like it or not like it?
You're not going to like it.
Yo, Dave, you never told me you had a brother, bro.
People are saying I look like this guy.
No, they're saying Fat Dave when you're Fat Dave.
Oh, Fat Dave, yeah. Fat Dave.
How did you lose weight, Dave? Oh, you lost weight.
Adderall. Okay. I got divorced. Those two, and I started walking to work. So when I was married, there would always be all the food that I want in the house. I'd eat it. My office is basically my house. We moved to New York. I walk close to like an hour a day. So those three factors.
I broke up. I lost 10 pounds in a week.
From being depressed?
No.
No, I was stressing cocaine, but.
I was the fuck out.
Same shit.
What is this? Do we want to do this games? Because we're still going to go the reacting to old memes. Should we skip that?
Probably.
Yeah, it was just old. Like,
this is a good show. This is just lovely.
Okay, so this is kind of reversed, but I've wanted you guys on here because I really think there's so many new audiences. Anybody who meets you guys will love you. The podcast, $1 million Worth of Game, kills it. I feel like, do most people consume it on YouTube?
YouTube is that they love it on YouTube.
They love to see our facial expressions and stuff.
And the list of guests that you guys have is
crazy.
Unreal.
Ridiculous. I'm looking at right now, I'm going to probably butcher some of these names.
All of them.
Well, I'll try it. Tusi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Coi Leray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Polo G. Mm-hmm. Young Thug. DaBaby. Lil Yachty. Soulja Boy. Shaq. Ice Cube. Floyd Mayweather. Athletes have Jalen Ramsey. Tatum. Jason Tatum. Damon Lillard. Karen DeVarant. You've had a million guys.
Wait, whoa. What did you just say? Karen DeVarant?
Kevin Durant.
What is that, man?
He was going too fast.
He was going fast.
Kevin Durant.
All right. He got a little ahead of himself. That Adderall, that's cutting all the weight.
And the background, on these. Should we do the background?
BFF people want to know.
Okay, the background.
Someone in this room needs the background.
Well, remember.
There's a video that that will make sense, but somebody.
It's this fucking video. This is bad. Okay. No, it's me.
What is happening?
Well, I want to play with like Gilly and Wallow, but
who's that?
$1 million with a game.
Play what? Basketball?
I didn't know.
When did you figure out who they were?
You guys don't know who I am. It was like
I do.
No, you do. But
do you guys know who she is?
No.
I see her on the show. I didn't know her before.
Exactly.
No.
I didn't know.
It was the honesty for me.
I love the honesty, though. Everybody don't know you, man.
I mean, this facial expression right here.
Everybody don't know you. She's like, huh? Wait.
Well, because he was looking at me like, you don't fucking know? And I was like, no, I don't fucking know.
No, she don't.
I thought you guys were, I thought it was a game show.
She said,
$1 million worth of game.
When was that?
And then I found it out. That was when it was a lot.
That makes sense.
Everybody don't know anybody, dude.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
so then we'll give the fucking background. Gilly.
No, but then I caught up. Now I know.
Okay, so Gilly is Philly legend. And I don't know if you've taken I the first thing I heard, everyone was like, yo, he was like the ghost writer for like Lil Wayne. Is that like the original?
Originally I was rapping. Major Figures. Signed to Warner Brothers. I had a solo deal with Suave House Universal. Some artists that I was working with also was on Entertainment, which was, I believe, was on Universal as well. And then I signed with Cash Money after that.
Got it.
And Cash Money is where it's Lil Wayne, Baby, you know.
So you were doing that. He was already, by the time I saw you, already had over 1 million followers on Instagram. And basically the genesis of it, one of our guys, Roan, we're always looking for funny guys, who's a Philly guy, brought him to us. I never forget the first time we met you guys. You just got out of, like, jail.
No, I didn't, Dave. I didn't just get the fuck out.
I mean, how long have you been out of jail for?
I was home for 2 years, Dave.
That's kind of recent.
Yeah, that's if you did 20 years.
If you did 20 years.
If you did 20 years, Dave, you come home, you're home for 2 years.
Dave, like, Dave, got out. Yeah, we came and picked you up from the jail. And
I didn't say we picked you up from jail, but if 20 of the last 22 years were in jail, that's a lot of time in jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then we met with you guys, we recruited you guys, got you here, and it's been awesome. You're hilarious.
Wait, how did they find you straight out of jail? Were you doing content?
No, yeah, he was definitely doing content in jail.
We'll see.
Different type of content, you know. He was a lifeguard in the prison showers. He was the captain of the karaoke team and the wrestling team.
Wow.
He also
I know. I'm saying, what were you doing the 2 years after prison?
Oh, we was
man, hustling.
We was hustling, grinding, doing our thing. And they seen us. We started our podcast and just started going. Nobody was doing it that we felt as though from our perspective, and we just done it. Dave and Erica understood tomorrow. And they just fuck with it.
I've told this, but we came to Philly and we went to dinner. We were walking around and 100% of white people were like, hey, Dave, what's up? And 100% of black people are saying hello to them. It's like, hey, this is good crowds. Like, get them both going.
That's when we realized that Dave wasn't just the CEO of the company. He was like, the fuck? Because we thinking.
No, you know, was. I was telling you about Dave. Yeah, I read all about it. See,
I'm
crazy.
Thinking, you know, we're meeting with the business people for Barstool.
Right. No, we met with the
business. You're not like a famous guy.
We didn't even get a chance to make it out of the fucking train station. And everybody's Dave. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Dave.
So it's been good. And we re-signed. You guys are here. And now that's the background. And again, I promise you, I remember the first time I saw the video, I'm like, we got to get these guys. You guys tried to fight each other in the middle of a podcast. Like a legit, like, stop in the middle of it.
Wait, a real fight?
Yeah, like a real fight. Yeah. Real
because,
fight.
Because
to me, let me just tell you some shit. Anything can happen in a fucking podcast. Somebody can say some shit. He's a trigger. He like to trigger people, and it's fuck.
No, what really happened is that he went to jail at 17 years old, and he did 20 years. And when he came home, he was only home for a year. So in actuality, he's only fucking 18 years old. And he acts
I do like to play a lot.
He drives like he's 18. He acts like he's fucking 18. And he doesn't know how to be an adult.
Says that. Let's go right into this clip of Gilly Has Wheels as he's lecturing Wallow on being an adult and getting this clip. This happened this past weekend. Our guy Deion Sanders there at Jackson State for a football game. And my guy here, this goes crazy viral. He almost calls Deion. So here
look
he is.
Look
yeah, I saw this video.
Now, that's Gilly on the fucking sidelines. He gets a 15-yard penalty. They call the touchdown back. He was so lucky that he didn't cost them the game. It's unbelievable.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
Wait, they called the touchdown back.
Yeah. Well, there was a penalty. There was a penalty, so the touchdown didn't count. But and then they called the penalty, and it extended the drive for the other team. So the other team scored because of Gilly.
Yeah, they did. It was like ruled like a forward pass or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Then, yes.
Yeah, the penalty gave him a first down.
Yeah.
So that happened. I've talked that to death with him. It was I had tears in my eyes watching it. let's go through these other videos that we got. Girl doesn't know what $1 million worth of game.
That's just the.
That's what we already were.
Oh, that was all right. Brie. All right, $1 million worth of game. Live show sold out in Philly. Gilly dresses Kanye. Let's see what this is.
Oh, that was crazy. They thought I was bringing Kanye West out. They really did.
Did they think that was Kanye right
there? Yes, they did.
At the beginning, but they thought I was bringing him out. I was like, Kanye. They went crazy.
That's so funny.
Well, you did have that picture with him.
And then we brought out the Fabulous. And we brought out so many people. So
it was believable.
It was believable.
Mm-hmm. What was the show? Like, what did you guys do? Like, what was...
A lot of it was, like, performance. We surprised them with guests to perform. They just thinking they come to see us sit on the couch.
Who performed?
Jadakiss, Benny Siegel, Fabulous, a bunch of rappers performed. And then we bring out Kanye West.
Fake Kanye West. Is that what this viral moment is?
Yes. They thought it was...
Well, no. That is the viral moment on the sheet.
Yeah, we had the video.
But
yeah,
Kanye West commented on it. He said that's legendary.
Iconic. He said, like,
why don't you get him on the pod?
Oh, we working on it.
Is that... What's your goal?
About to get Drake, too.
What's your goal? Who's your one?
No way. That'd be crazy.
Who's your one? Like, who would you want that you haven't got?
We ready to get Drake.
We ready to get Drake.
So it's like...
So what do you... This is the next thing. What do you think of this controversy? Kanye versus...
We don't got nothing to do with that shit. We don't care. I mean, like, we're just going to get both of them at different times.
Right.
They ain't got nothing to do with us.
Right.
Which album did you like better?
I think...
No comments.
No comments.
Like, no. I like Drake album better.
Oh, all right.
I liked it because it was more like... To me, it was in... I liked it.
Yo, Gilly, man, stop the shit, man. Send me that clip right there. I want to see where you said that, man. Because every time I see you talking, you're just like, yeah, it's not for me, man.
Wait, who is that?
That's Drake.
Them bars ain't for me. And I ain't with that soft shit.
That's to you?
Man, send me that clip. But let me see that, Ray. If you could send me that clip right now, we could confirm the date right now.
So what's happening?
That's crazy.
So I sent him a clip. He said, I never, he said, you never give me any love. You never, I said, no, I always acknowledge that you're one of the greatest. And he said, send me the clip then and we could set the date up. So I sent him the clip.
Right here.
Boom.
Drake. I'm just keeping it real. Not saying that he's not hot. Not saying he ain't one of the hottest people of his time. Not saying that he's not hot.
So I sent him multiple ones.
And he said,
is the greatest of all fucking time.
Let's go through some accolades.
And Drake is great. And Drake is great.
And is he going to do it? Did he respond? Yeah. He responded the way he did it?
He said... These edits got me fucking dying.
All right.
So it's coming.
It's going to come.
Gilly left 21 Savage on red. Is there a video about that? How's there a video about that?
Because he showed it. 21 Savage showed it on his fucking thing. He said, you fuck.
You tried me a couple times.
No, I didn't.
I go on YouTube. I see a video. This Gilly talking about, oh, yeah, this Savage is a sucker. He holding up a sign at the slut walk.
I was mad at you. I listened to your music. You were a gangster.
No, but
to
then,
I stopped
look.
Listening to you for a month after that shit.
Fuck. You know how many screens I get?
Yeah, just talk that shit.
I DM'd you about it. He left me on scene.
What I did.
Watch this. Look. OGs don't condone and gossip.
Oh, he checks you.
I love it.
Damn.
That's what I'm trying to tell people who are like, you guys, there is no... You always say you no competition, but there is no other podcast remotely similar to what you guys are doing or getting guests.
No, you know what it was? We was trying to get some of Dave Weir's, though, and it was nobody doing that with the younger people and just having fun with whoever and bringing them on there. We don't want to just talk about what you're doing. We want to have fun. Let's have fun. Let's just keep
and
it.
And they
like,
trust you. Yeah, when they come on.
Yeah, that's the thing. They tell the stories. Like, they feel comfortable with you guys.
Because we don't set any landmines.
We don't give a fuck about no dumb
stuff. We don't have to... call you in and interview you about some shit that you just was arguing and fighting about last week to go viral. No, we can go viral just having fun and, you know, kicking it with you and just vibing. And that's what we do.
Do you still do? It's on here. Is the baby dance? Is that the one when on the show? Is that from when you guys were singing with him?
Let me see.
A list of clips. Like, this is the shit that you won't see on other. Like, I watch this. If this is what I think it is, that I saw like 100 fucking times.
Oh, wait, this is a thing a prisoner would, but I can't. Wait, hold on.
No, that's not. We,
is that Wallow and Jim?
Well, we have a bunch of, we have a section here called Prison Talk, which is, I guess, how does Wallow feel about these? What are they, like prison videos?
There's prison TikTok, yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah, I heard
next
about
on Stories from the Cell.
There's like a section of TikTok that is just people.
And they all have phones.
Yeah, they have their, like, phones.
You know what's crazy? That's where I started at. I had a phone. I was in prison. I actually got caught with like 5 phones because I started selling phones. There's an article.
What happens
about
when
that.
You get caught?
They just give you another charge, like a real street charge. They charged me, gave me like a year, ran inside the sentence I was doing. But that's why I started my Instagram and all that in jail. I had a clear wireless hotspot and an iPod Touch, and that's why I started my Instagram page. Like so, and there, that's
how did
life.
You get it in?
You know, guard. You know, how that
he just ratted. He just snitched on the guard.
I didn't snitch on the guard.
He's a rat. He just snitched on the guard.
I didn't say no name, Johnson. But like at the end of the day, it's like, just imagine being in a fucking cave in a dungeon and you get to get this thing in your hands and you can tap into the real world. So to see this shit on TikTok is like, I think what they do on TikTok is crazy because you shouldn't be putting it on there.
Are you guys on TikTok?
Yeah, we on TikTok. We got a couple hundred thousand.
How long have you been doing that?
Probably less than a year.
Got it.
We've been on there. But it's like, I just think them putting it on there, I think that's telling on yourself because, like, a guard or somebody can see that shit. That's what I think.
Let's see the video I just did. I don't know if we want to go through this other.
You want to watch
this? Oh, here you go.
This okay, is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he be doing him again.
Telling no joke, she still gonna laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head and
it be crazy.
Niggas gonna slide on your bitch ass for me. But down, Cartier, your new masterpiece. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no joke. She still gonna laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me.
And then he start rapping. He's a real exciting type person. We ready to do part two with him.
Let down the window, you see me. We got AR 459 in the two-tone Lamborghini. I walk in this bitch by myself, nigga still got on all this bling bling. I told Rich out the top on that Rio, the bruh, and this bitch with that ding ding. They just told me that somebody died, but it don't bother me, that's a G thing. No, it don't bother me, it's a G way. I don't know what went down at that Walmart. I don't know what happened on that freeway. Okay, there go that baby, he back now. Run that back, every turn that on replay. Oh, he still got that shit with that bop in it. Oh, they thought that little nigga went pop, did it. I'm one of them superstar rappers who actually pop, but who really gon' pop, niggas. We really the pop niggas, trying to send one you little niggas up, take a clock with you. And I got this little boot thing. As soon as I went in.
He not playing.
No, that was awesome. Those clips are
like,
awesome.
That's our whole goal, is to get people performing.
A little different. Like, you guys had a little Yachty on. We had little Yachty on. Little Yachty, I mean,
he's a good guy.
He looked like he had 9,000 places he'd rather be than when he was doing
why
ours.
Was that?
Oh, he was opening up boxes around his house and shit. Like, yeah. It was crazy.
I don't think he knew what the fuck he was on. It was just his PR people. He's like, probably saw us. He's like, this is.
I feel like you got to get those guys in person, though.
Let me explain something to you. One of the things we never did, we turned down a lot of people. We never did a Zoom interview yet.
Ever.
If our shit is $1 million worth of game is only in person. If you can't make it, we don't give a fuck.
Smart. We're at Dispense because he's in LA. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I see y'all together. I thought y'all was together.
It's 100 times better.
We are together. The energy is just like,
yeah, like
so way much better.
One thing about us, we don't do Zoom interviews.
We're not doing them.
It takes we away don't care from who you are.
Because everybody gets people on Zoom. A dude would be sitting there doing 15 Zoom interviews in one day in his house.
No, you're right. It's smart.
And take away from anything.
All right. I don't know that we need these prison talks. Let's do the game, sibling or dating.
Sibling or dating?
Yeah, so are these brothers and sisters or are they boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, you guys just
we come
guess.
Up with different games.
Let me see.
We'll have a bunch of them, and you guys get a guess if they're...
Oh, God.
Sibling or dating.
Some of them get tricky.
Yeah, because they're going to look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they must all sort of, I mean, to get to that. Whoa.
They're definitely brother and sister, brother and without sister. A doubt.
Yeah, yeah, brother and
sister. I think they're playing us. I think they're trying to throw us off.
Do we know who they are? Are these people?
No, there's like an
same
account.
Same eyes
yeah.
and nose and everything.
Yeah,
same mouth. Look at the lips. They're the same.
Josh went against the grain because he's smart. Yep. He's like, well, it's too easy. Yep.
That's let's go, baby.
How the fuck is that?
You're fucking crazy. Like, fucking why would you want to look at yourself?
But that's the thing. You're attracted to people that look like you.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was actually wondering.
Look like me. Thank God.
That's crazy.
What the fuck am I? You look like me?
Brother, sister, by the way, he's holding her.
Yep, by the way.
Yeah, brother, sister. Yep. Brother, sister.
Brother, sister.
Yep.
Okay. Nailed it. There we go.
Two for two.
Brother, sister.
They gotta be brother, sister. They exist.
Yeah. But this may be where they're trying to trick us again.
I know.
No, that's brother and
Those
sister.
Those are twins.
I'm going sibling. I'm going sibling.
I'm going, I'm going, they dating.
Yeah, all right. I figured this game out. If it's obvious.
Why would they double trick us? That's stupid.
Yeah, that is stupid. All right.
That look crazy, though.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely eating.
No, they're dating.
See, they're dating. They're dating.
No, they try to fuck you up. They're siblings.
No, they're dating.
They're trying to trick us.
Yeah, you're right.
They are trying to trick us.
It'll make you think that they're sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Dating?
Yeah, see?
You're right.
It's just the opposite of what you think it is the answer. Kareem, you're not that smart.
Well, I didn't make this game. Yeah.
They're too far apart.
They're dating.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're far apart.
He's just mad at her.
No, they're siblings.
I would guess siblings, right then.
I'm telling you.
I would guess siblings, but that's why I'm saying dating.
Siblings.
Told you.
Fuck yeah,
he
just
was
opposite.
Mad at a bitch, man.
It's just the opposite.
He was just pissed.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Do we got anything else? Anybody question for Guillory? I just want our world.
Appreciate being here, man.
I want our world to see you guys because it's so fucking funny.
I love it, man.
Yeah, I think the high school crowd will actually love them.
They love these guys.
Follow us on YouTube. Check us out. Me and Worth a Game on YouTube.
I also feel like funny. It's like kind of street cred stuff for a lot of our audience. Like, oh, you're not listening to $1 million worth of game. Like, you're not out there. You don't know what's going on out there in the streets.
And the upcoming episodes, Meek Mills.
They're getting Drake on.
Kevin Gates.
Mm. You didn't ask me. What? Am I ever going to... I've invited you motherfuckers on both my podcasts.
And we came.
Dave Portnoy show this. I haven't been invited on yours.
Whenever you're welcome.
I don't invite myself on.
No, well, we're inviting you right now.
All right.
It's an invite.
All right.
You just got to tell us when you're ready.
You tell me.
It's a proper invite.
Whatever.
You always talk about whenever.
Whenever. You give me a date. It's your show.
Dave could just call us and say, I'm coming to Philly. You know what I mean?
I don't invite myself on other people's podcasts.
You just say you're coming to Philly.
I don't do that. If you don't want me on your show, I won't go on. If you want on, invite me. I'll come on.
Yeah, we'd be inviting you now. Are you coming to Philly to do it?
Yeah.
Sit on the couch?
Yeah. 100%. I heard what you said.
We can do this next week.
You go on Red Terminal. Just let you like get you a sandwich. You saved that place.
40. Yeah, I did.
Do they contact you?
Yeah, they're very nice. The guy who was running it left, but yeah, a lot of places in there do.
Okay. Make sure. That's what you did.
That's BFF.
BFF.
Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Peace.